Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, I've noticed some brown needles on pinon trees in my neighborhood. What's going on?
Well, Brent, I'm glad you asked. You know, there's a pretty severe infestation of pinon needle scale around Santa Fe right now, and probably around Albuquerque as well. This shows up when you look closely as little black spots on the pinon needles. Now, from a distance, you'll notice that the tips of the needles or the tips of the branches that have the needles on it are green, and then the group of needles below that for about an inch or so, those are all brown. Well, the brown needles are the growth from 2 years ago, and the green needles are last year's, and both of them have these little black spots on them. And what this is, it's a scale insect that crawls up and down the needle and sucks the juices out, and it's a little insect that has an exoskeleton. Think of it as you would a clam or a mussel that has an outer covering that protects the soft insides. Well, that's kind of what a scale is. And as I said, it crawls up and down the needles and sucks the juices out, and it can kill the tree if it's not taken care of. Now, what we've been recommending is dormant oil, and you mix this dormant oil with water and you spray it on. Make sure that it's allowed to dry before it freezes at night. But usually one application will take care of the needle scale, but we recommend two, a week or 2 weeks apart, just as a follow-up. Now, if your pinions have started to bud out, the new growth showing signs of swelling and coming out of its dormancy, then you're going to have to wait on this dormant oil, and we would recommend spraying it with something else, but it's going to depend on whether you're an organic gardener or an inorganic gardener. So it would be best to clip off a little sample of your tree and bring that into one of our nurseries so that we can make sure that we're prescribing the right insecticide for you to kill the proper insect.
Well, that's some pretty good advice for pinions with needle scales. Anything else coming up this weekend?
Well, of course, Easter is just around the corner, and make sure that you've got your house decorated for Easter. We've got lots of flowering plants in stock right now. I think the prettiest thing that we've got are hydrangeas, but we've also got geraniums, calanchos, bromeliads, and orchids. And you know, if you've been invited to Easter dinner somewhere, you really should bring your host or hostess something, and one of these flowering plants would be perfect for that. We also have begonias, cute little begonias in full bloom, and you can always use those outdoors after fear of frost has passed.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a great selection of Easter plants to choose from, and those are available at both stores, right?
Oh, yes, we've got a great selection at both stores, and we can gift wrap them for you if you would like.
Well, thanks, Lynn, and happy Easter.
And happy Easter to you.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.